one in the pond.
Been now another terrific age championships. How did you rate it? It's you've led the way for many years, but how did you rate this year?
Yeah, I thought it was very good. You know, it's basically six in a row. You know, having that break there with COVID, none of the guys had a competition for national championships. That was 2 years. It was the biggest point score that we've ever done. We won by over 1,500 points. And if Club 2 and Club 3, which was Knox Pimble and Nunawading, joined forces, they actually couldn't have beaten us. So it was our best performance as a club in the history. So,
how important, Dean, was it for these kids to race? Because it went down to the 11th hour.
Oh, very important.
It's going to go on.
Very, very important here. So because actually they thought that it was going to be over, so you had to try and keep them calm and cool. And it was this 11th hour that they came through, so they kept themselves under wrap. They knew what they needed to do. They were professional. And then when they hit the ground running, they were ready to go.
How many athletes were involved in your club for the age?
We had around about 50, but you had a couple of guys doing the relays because it was at the Gold Coast.
Sure.
So, you know, when you're looking at the numbers, we don't have the biggest group, but, you know, they do join forces very well.
How did you rate some of the performances?
I'll break it down. So the three programs that we have my program with Maxi, which is the high performance program. Then you have Richard Scarce, which is the age group program. And then you've got underneath, who's the junior program, which I wouldn't call him a junior, which is Stuart Milton. And every program got a gold medal, and every program, which has never been done before, put a kid on the national junior team, from Stuart's group to Richard's to mine.
So just run through your coaches again.
Stuart Milton.
Yeah.
Richard Slight.
Yep.
And myself, of course, with Maxi, and there's a guy called Scotty Crawford, and Andre. Andre is a Brazilian gentleman. Yeah.
And so have they named teams already?
No, but they give you a list. So if you get under the qualifying time, right, they gave you basically a selection, and then they're just going to announce the team in June, and they're going to see what they're going to do, because we're not going to the World Juniors.
There's going to be a team that's going to race.
Yeah, the World University and so forth, yeah.
So, I mean, we hear all about the kids that win all the gold medals and all that sort of stuff. There must be some kids in your program that have really made some quantum leaps as well, you know?
Yeah, so Jacqueline Barclay coming through. She was a 14-year-old girl that went 101.5 for 100 backstroke. Amelia Weber, she's had a really big breakthrough. She came away with three golds, I believe, 15, the 8, and the 4. She won the 2, the 4, the 8, and the 15 for the 15 age group. Joshy Staples, you know, coming through in our group. He was a warrior, went 800 freestyle, got silver. 23 minutes later, had the 400 medley, won it. And then around about 40 minutes later, had to do the 200 relay. So it was a heavy day, heavy day. But little Ella Ramsey, she got 6 gold and 2 silver.
At the top end, she's...
Yeah, she did really well.
Fantastic.
Yeah, she did really well. But, you know, there's the ones that are coming through and they're knocking on the door, and it's just that competitive environment.
Talk us through the pride in all that, in getting the athletes up to, you know, when you're not knowing what's going to happen, but you get them up and they win, and the pride in the club.
Well, I probably call it the DNA of Bowley, you know. You've got to try and make sure you're going through. Like, even Bowley doesn't even say it's from himself. He looks at the DNA that's come before him. Like, you know, you got Cowboy, and then you got Peter Gartrell that came before him, and he basically talks about trying to keep that club going. And then, of course, he did just the remarkable job. And I'm just trying to hold the torch. You know, I don't look at myself as the head coach of St. Peter's Western. I just look at the custodian, the person that's holding the torch, and then one day I'll have to pass it on, because it's such a proud club. It's got a lot of history, and we just keep moving forward, which is great.
And it's becoming a real competitive environment amongst the schools, amongst the clubs. I mean, in Queensland, from far north Queensland and Brisbane, there's... Queensland is certainly
really
as alive as ever has been, isn't it? Really?
Yeah, it's alive. You know, Rackley's pushing, got Nudgee doing a really good job. You've got clubs there like Shane Kingston at the Rockies, just done a remarkable job. He always just ticks over. You know, he's always getting kids up and winning national championships. You know, Kansas starting to come up again with Taz, with Duncan up there. So, you know, Queensland's strong and being probably as strong as they've ever been.
A lot of talk about Tokyo. Will it, won't it? It's going to happen. Post-Tokyo, reflecting on this age group situation, moving forward for swimming in Australia, what's your thoughts on that?
Well, by looking at some of the times that happened at age nationals, phenomenal. You know, Sam Short, Finn Southam, doing some just remarkable, a young girl, 111 for for 100 breaststrokes. Yeah. 13 years, breaking like nearly a 30-year-old record. Like, that's just phenomenal. Like, it's really good. The only issue that I have is we've got to provide competition for the guys, because that's the last competition was 2019. Yeah. Everyone was striving. There was a team or a group of kids trying to get onto the 220 junior team to go Pan Pacs. Couldn't make it. Now 21, can't make it. 22, hopefully. There's ones that have missed that opportunity.
Yeah.
That's the negative.
Sure.
But the positive, geez, we've got kids swimming fast.
Yeah,
they're swimming very, very well. Yeah, yeah.
And finally, mate, just a word on Arnie. It was obviously good to get a race
under her belt, right?
A month ago.
Yeah, so she just went to senior meds, just basically just to tick over and get the adrenaline going, just to see what it's like, and so that she wouldn't feel coming here that, oh, how's my shoulder going to be?
Sure.
So it was, you know, it's a test run.
Yeah.
You know, she we've got 100 days to go. We're going to have to use every single day.
Yeah.
Every single day, hand soap.
Will she swim the full program here? Is that the plan?
Yeah.
Everything, yeah.
Yeah. Just to get the racing going, get on the belt, dealing with adrenaline again, understand where she's at, using that as the blank canvas, and then moving forward for the next 100 days. You know, we got 100 days. We can do it, but it's going to be every single day has got to be on.
That 100 days falling now, it's a good fillip for you, isn't it, to mention that and talk about that?
Yeah. And you use this competition will be as a benchmark for us. It's going to be the one where you go, okay, this is where you're at. You've got 100 days to go. We'll finish with 96, 95 days to go. It's what you do now.
Countdown.
It's what you do now.
Countdown's on.
Countdown's on.